Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. In Sunday school this Lent, we're exploring the seven last words of Christ from the cross. And this past Sunday, we focused on what may be Jesus' most quoted word from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" What you may not know is that our Lord himself is quoting the very first verse of Psalm 22, words that he would have learned as a youth in synagogue. It is a prayer, actually, called a prayer of lament, a cry of pain or sorrow. It is sharing our rawest feelings with God. Now, some folks may feel that to shout our anger and pain to God is not proper. Growing up in the South in an earlier generation, I was taught that in most cases, expressing any anger was not proper. Imagine my confusion then, when I began to read and experience the Psalms in my Old Testament exegesis class in seminary. For within these 150 poems, songs, and prayers, the psalmists didn't hold back from expressing their fears, their anger, their hurts, their doubts, their questions, and their deepest desires to God. Imagine my confusion as I realized that praying like this was not a sign of faithlessness, but of faithfulness. Imagine my confusion, but also my liberation. For it's in this kind of raw and honest communication with God, even when God seems silent, that we find the gifts we need for the moment. During the season of Lent, and especially on Good Friday, we remember that Jesus cried out in the midst of such torment, and that if Jesus did this, perhaps we can follow his example. So what is your lament this season? Where are there hurts, sorrows, anger, fears in your life today? Where in our world is there injustice and violence and suffering? In his time of extreme suffering, our Lord cried out, "Why?" Which is our question as well. Why, Lord? How long, Lord? Why don't you do something, Lord? Why, Lord? With Jesus, we lament in faith, for we trust that the God of all history will not fail us, that he will provide in his time and his way, that he is still in the delivering business.